Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
It's The Bullpen
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at La Berge Casino Resort, Lake Charles. Here's Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes.
All right, broadcasting live from inside the Sportsbook at La Berge, Joe, Sean, and Brian. The Houston Texans don't play till 3:25 today, so we'll be... all of us will be hitting the road out of here so we can watch the game at home, because my wife would kill me if I tried to stay here till 6:30 to watch the game.
Because we've been waiting all day for 3:25.
Waiting all day for 3:25. Amen. And 3:05.
Really, yeah. Just we don't want to wait all day for this noon slate.
The noon slate's really
bad.
It's really a tough one.
Well, you said it during the break that, like, when you start adding in these Saturday games, it can really kind of ruin Sundays a little bit.
There is a Packers Bears sized hole in this in the schedule.
Yeah,
that
like
I'm
Rams
at.
Seahawks would have been in that window, but so I think Bears Packers would have been.
Yeah, or at least like you bump one of these 3:05, 3:2. I mean the Texans.
Yeah.
The Texans and the Lions could play at noon, and then you have the Packers Bears
right,
the
or
Fox
maybe
game.
Maybe Bears Packers is Sunday night, and now. Patriots and Ravens are bumped into the new window.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's just part of, you know, when they start spreading this thing out. You know, we'll see it. Christmas, they have how many games? Is it three?
Games.
Three games on Christmas. Yeah.
Two of them are including teams that are – well, I know there's a Cowboys game in there.
There's a Cowboys
there's a
and a, there's a
there.
Chiefs game.
Yeah, Cowboys Commanders is the first game on Christmas. You got Lions Vikings and then Broncos Chiefs. Is the Christmas one. I mean, next Sunday is even worse, honestly, because then you got two Saturday games.
Plus all the Christmas
games. Five games before, and the Texans game is on that Saturday.
But at least the Christmas slate isn't Bears, Packers, Rams, Seahawks. Like, it's not – they're not hiding the good games on Christmas.
Really? I think Christmas the NFL lets you spend some time with your family this Christmas.
I mean, they took some swings and they missed. You know, like, they –
This is the time to tell the wife, you know what, I'm skipping it. You're not going to give her all the details that you don't really care about this game, but you go ahead and skip it.
Like, look, this year, last year, the Texans ruined Christmas.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Beyonce was great.
And all goodwill to ever watch a game on Christmas, I feel like went out the door with that trash-ass performance.
I think, we talked about that on Rocket Power. I was like, I need the Rockets to win.
Yeah.
Just because last year was such a bad day on Christmas for, like, I'm going to take time away from my family to watch this Texans-Ravens game on Christmas. And then it was that. I'm like, no, the Rockets are not going to do that on Christmas. But, like,
lose 30-2?
Yeah. Like, you got to.
I think they'll score more than two. I guarantee it.
I think they will, too.
The Lakers, unfortunately, will score more than 30. But, I think that is appropriate how much room it takes up in Houston fans' psyche of that game. And, I mean, it was over before Beyonce even took the field. And I remember watching it with my family after the performance. And we were just like, yeah, that was good. Whatever, kind of went back to milling around during halftime. Then the game started. I was like, by the way, you can just change the channel. Like, I don't – like that's where I turn in my badge and gun of, like, I need to watch this for work, family.
Yeah. So it's because, like, we didn't work the next day.
Yeah, I didn't work for another week after that.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, they're playing another game between now and then.
I mean, today's game, like we talked about a little bit yesterday, and we just talked about it with Matt as well. They're favored by 14.5. It's, to me, it's more, if they don't cover today, bummed. But like they're
it
gonna.
Depends. I mean, it depends. We need some details.
Yeah, if they win by 10 or 14, I'm cool with them not covering. If they win by 7, I have some questions. I just want to know.
But even that like needs some detail. This is a situation where they're up like 20, and the Raiders get 2 garbage time touchdowns in the final 4 minutes. Then whatever.
They go JMU mode.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Just enough to ruin parlays, but not enough to actually ever
love
put the game in
love
doubt.
Because
like I mean, as much respect as I give to JMU for covering last, like that game was never in doubt.
No.
Like even when they were went on their scoring barrage,
the first 6 Oregon possessions were like
touchdowns.
Long touchdowns.
Yeah.
It was. I don't know. How you feeling, Sean, about last night? You okay?
No.
The daiquiri
not
help.
Really.
The daiquiri
it did help.
Which
did
one did you go with? Same as always.
On a night like that, I
got to
run the ball.
Yeah.
I got to just do what's best for me. And normally I got the medium, got the large.
Really?
I felt like I earned it.
Yeah, I felt like you deserved it. You got to go dream circle.
Debilitating brain freeze. But
oh, that's
but that helps numb the pain of the loss.
It really did.
It really draws your attention away from like what's actually bothering you.
It was something else to
so
look
you're
at.
Thinking about that and not DJ Moore catching a ball in the end zone.
That's all I was thinking about.
What a throw. What a throw by
That's all Taylor. I was thinking about.
I feel like he doesn't get enough credit for that throw. That was like 60 yards on the dot.
I can't believe they threw that play. Like, I mean, it just shows how much confidence they have in their quarterback. It'd be nice if CJ made a couple of those throws today. Big ones to Nico.
Big ones to Nico. I think Nico gets some big ones.
Yeah.
We're going to do our DFS picks in the next segment. But Nico's someone the guy we look at today. Expect to have a good day. I mean, the Raiders are terrible. There was a report this morning about Pete Carroll's future being in doubt.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday.
Yeah? It's in doubt?
Yeah.
they're not sure if they're going to bring him back. Oh, okay.
I just should have never hired him.
I'm really curious, like, with how the Raiders kind of operate now with Tom Brady in the mix. Because I get this feeling he's going to be slightly impatient.
Do you think he's involved much on
day?
Like, I can't see how he could be involved in the day-to-day. Maybe he's involved in the big picture.
But. Yeah, I don't think he's involved in, like, the day-to-day, but...
Like firing a coach and stuff.
He's also a minority owner, so it's like he has
no. But see, he's Tom Brady. So like you can have a minimal ownership stake like he does, but it feels like when Mark Davis says,
"You know what?
Hey,
I've seen
Tom,
Mark Davis. He's just listening."
Hey,
to
Tom, does it make sense to hire an offensive coordinator and not let him run his own offense? And Tom goes, "Yeah, it's a great idea." And then has to fire Chip Kelly halfway through a season. I wonder how patient they're going to be. Like. They're one of the more interesting teams to me this offseason because, like, does Tom Brady have some kind of appreciation for Tua or Kyler Murray?
I don't see how he could.
I don't know. I just don't know what
the plan
is.
What would he see? Like, I don't even really, honestly, and this sounds crazy, I don't think it's impatient to fire Pete Carroll.
No.
I get it's 1 year, but he's like 75 years old. Like, it's not like
his future is in doubt, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm saying he might not make it to next Christmas. I'm just saying, like, patient is what? He's only going to coach for 3 more years anyway. Like, I mean, what are we talking about?
Yeah, it was you know, in retrospect, very odd, like, short term, like, yep, let's change this thing around. Let's have a quick, not a rebuild.
You're hoping he can build culture and then hand it over to someone else.
Yeah.
But he didn't build any culture, so run him out.
It kind of felt like it was like, let's bring in Pete Carroll. Let's let him fix things a little bit. And then as he gets to 80, hand it off to Chip Kelly.
Yeah.
And, like, that's your plan going
forward. But now they need, like, you know, a deep cleaning. They need the deep carpet cleaning of, like, oh, this we're not ready to compete anytime soon. Like, because you watch these guys play, like, They don't have guys. Like, they just are under-talented.
They have 2 guys.
They're under-talented at every position other than those 2.
I think they have 1 guy. Because I don't think Crosby's going to be on the team very long.
Oh,
I was talking about Bowers and Genty.
Yeah, I'm kind of out on Genty right now.
I'd be willing to give him a little competent line.
I'm not going to give him. They've got a guy.
Okay, fair.
Bowers
is
a guy,
though.
They have 1 guy on each side of the ball and 1 question mark.
Yes.
And
that's it.
Trey Tucker, everyone's favorite waiver wire edition.
Yeah, that 144-point game, and it's been teasing us ever since.
And every time you see him on the waiver wire, because he gets cut every week, you're like,
I've rostered him for so long this year.
Maybe it'll work for me.
it's like the scene from Arrested Development. Yeah. It never works. but it might work for us.
Yeah.
Today would probably not be that day.
No, probably not.
No, a tough matchup, I'll say, for Trey Tucker against
I'd play Brock Bowers and no one else in the Raiders.
Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, if you have Genty, I feel like you kind of still have to play him.
If you have Genty, you're not in the playoffs.
Yeah,
yeah, most likely.
That's a good
call. You probably took him in the early second round.
Yeah, probably the first.
But honestly, if you have Bowers, you're probably not in the playoffs either because you probably took him in the same spot. I mean, I had the worst fantasy draft I've ever had.
Yeah? What were your first couple picks?
I took those two morons back-to-back.
Genty and Bowers?
Yeah.
Wow, so you're very leveraged in the Vegas Raiders.
A Raiders stack that early.
Yeah.
I mean, who could have seen that problem?
Didn't go well.
By the way, I am in the playoffs with Brock Bowers on my team.
Congratulations.
Right.
Is that the ESPN one?
It is the ESPN league.
Sean Mapes, the only employee of the morning crew.
So Lance, John, and Dell, none of them made it.
John didn't make the playoffs.
No.
Lance and Dell got knocked out last week.
Losing streak to knock him out of the playoffs. Mm.
I feel like I get like 4% credit.
Because his name is literally I'm
the commissioner of this league, and it still says my name on the team.
Yeah.
For John?
No, for me.
Oh, for Mapes.
We're co-owners. I haven't done any work.
He's the Tom Brady. Yeah. I'm the Mark Davis.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. The resemblance is there.
Yeah, similar hair.
I guess with the Pete Carroll conversation in the game today, like one thing of note, I think with this game of who could be a Raiders candidate, because his name is starting to come up for other jobs, is Matt Burke. Diana Rossini reported that, you know, Amy Adams may continue her obsession with the Houston Texans, and Matt Burke is expected to be a top candidate for the Titans job.
That'd be the funniest.
Awesome.
Can I give some, as Paul Heyman might say, instead of a prediction, can I give a spoiler?
Yeah.
It's not going to work out if you hire Matt Burke. Like, I like Matt Burke, but, like, it wasn't like he was some top candidate before DeMeco just decided to bring him in from Arizona.
Yeah.
He's running D'Amico's defense with the players other people picked.
I was going to say, with an insanely stacked roster. Like,
yes.
I'm not saying Matt Burke is a terrible coach. I'm saying if you hire him as your head coach, it's probably not going to go well.
It's also a funny way of, like, we got to get us some of that Houston Texans magic.
By hiring the guy that didn't make any of the decisions.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if, after 2023, it was – let's hire Bobby Slowick. Get a piece of that, that offense. He turned nothing into something with that offense. Like, that's at least, like, logically I can understand, like, what you're doing. Matt Burke, just like, what are we doing?
To borrow something that you've once said, Sean, he's kind of the coffee bringer for D'Amico Ryans.
Yes.
Like Nick Haley was for Sean McVay.
Yes, wow, me and Paul Heyman getting quoted back-to-back by Brian.
I mean, the greats.
The two wise men.
It's so weird to me, like, the way that some of these people have talked about Matt Burke as a candidate. You would think that the Texans' defense was bad. He took over as the play caller,
and now
they're the best defense in the NFL.
It's like they lost games giving up, 14 points,
14 and 19, yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, Matt Burke saved the day. It's like,
and then
no.
17 in week three.
17 in week three, yeah. Not a single 20-point game.
I mean, if I was Matt Burke's agent, and I'd said, hey, look, if the Raiders call – take it. Like, that's fine.
You would take the Raiders job if you're Matt Burke? I wouldn't.
I would take a head coaching job if I was them.
Now, you also probably are going to get, because they fired Carroll after one, you probably are going to get a little bit more leeway. Like, you're probably not going to get fired after year two.
I get the argument, like, just look at Bobby Slug. I get the argument. There's 32 of these.
Yeah.
And look, and then who was with Kansas City a long time as the
Matt Nagy.
No, the offensive
coordinator. Eric Bieniemy.
There we go. Like these chances might not be there in a year or two, but I still don't think I could take the Raiders job.
I'd take the Raiders job, but if I was his agent, I would tell him, do not take the Titans job.
I think those are the two I just could not force myself to
honestly,
take.
I think the Titans job is the worst job in the NFL.
I think Raiders and Titans are 1 and 1A.
Like, yeah, I mean, the Raiders have
in
had
some
so,
order. Yeah. Like, you can mix them up.
Titans, I'm like, at least I have Cam Ward. And we can, like,
yeah,
it's, we know can, that's a good thing. Though?
We can figure something out with.
But you're hiring a defensive guy. How's that going to go?
Yeah, I just meant in general. Yeah, like when you're ranking the jobs, sure. I'd give Tennessee the edge over.
You know
the
what?
Raiders.
That's fair.
Yeah,
I think it's gonna be Nagy, which is awesome.
That'll work out. That'll put
for
butts
the Titans?
In seats.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, has 11 win season under his belt.
That's true. He does
playoff.
Appearance?
Win?
No.
Oh.
No.
4,000-yard passer?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
No, but if you want him to
wait, how close is Caleb to 4,000?
Probably not. That close.
Does he got a chance? Does he have a chance for the make history?
There's, other than Dak, I don't think there's anyone.
He
that's
was
like
at like 31. He was at like 31.50, something like that, going to last night's game.
And two games left.
Yeah, he ain't gonna get it.
I'm trying to look this up as quickly as possible.
Things I don't care about anymore.
Oh, come on. You care about it.
He's at 3,400 on the dot.
Oh, he's got a chance.
I don't care at all.
200 last three games.
They have 11 wins.
I think if he got to 4,000, you'd be celebrating.
I mean, yeah, but like...
No, not I'm not. I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not saying it, like, oh, they missed the playoffs, but 4,000, yay! I'm just saying, like, if they make the playoffs and he gets to 4,000, that's going to be a little extra.
I mean, it'd be nice to, like... not be the Bears be the only team in NFL history without a 4,000-yard passer, but
yeah,
they're like the playoffs.
Matt Schaub did for 5,000 yards.
I know, which is crazy. All right, Joe George, Sean Mays, Brian McDonald. We broadcast inside the sports book at LaBerge in Lake Charles. When we get back here, we'll two of us will rip some tickets and we'll do some daily fantasy plays as well. That's coming up next here on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bullpen
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at LaBerge Casino Resort, Lake Charles. Here's Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes.
All right, back here on ESPN 97.5, Joe, Sean, and Brian as we're inside the sports book at LaBerge.
What's this one? You ripping up a... What we got here?
We got a little two-player parlay. Anytime touchdown. DeAndre Swift and Josh Jacobs. Oh. Neither scored a touchdown.
R.I.P.
Neither of them.
Jacobs played, though.
Yeah.
He did play.
Jacobs did play. That was
honestly
bad, though.
Wilson seemed like he played more.
Would have been nice if he didn't play.
Yeah.
We got a little favorites parlay here.
Mm. Mm.
Oregon, they won.
Big cover.
I had money line.
What were they on the money line?
Minus 2,000.
Okay.
Ole Miss, this is a parlay. Ole Miss, money line. Uh-huh. They won.
They're like probably... 1,500.
And then these 900. And then these bums.
College Station?
The Aggies.
Didn't score a single touchdown. I think Cam told us this is off air yesterday. They had more people ejected and hit with citations than they scored points.
I believe.
Sean?
I have a couple here. First one, Tulane money line against Ole Miss.
Oh, you played that?
Yeah.
I didn't know you did.
Just as far as a plus 600 chance that Ole Miss
shot
just
in the dark.
Yeah, that Ole Miss just isn't ready to play. Yeah. Just that's basically
I don't mind that one.
What I was doing there, so yeah. Ripping that one up. And then of course
the heartbreaker?
Yeah, really like one of the worst things that ever happened to me. And you know
the bet that drove you into the arms of a large daiquiri.
Yeah, instead of a medium daiquiri. Yeah.
And a brain freeze.
Brain freeze and daiquiri were happening no matter what. Not going to the casino and large daiquiri. that was what this was.
It drove him into not hanging out with us after we left here.
Yes, because normally I'm like, I'm not quite ready to go to bed. You know, watching games. I need to like wind down in the casino, and. I was like, I'm done. Yeah. I'm out. Oregon, minus 21. 99-yard drive by JMU to score a touchdown.
I forgot that it was a 99-yard drive.
And
that's a beat, man. That is a beat.
Oregon was up like 35-0.
Yeah, the game was never in doubt.
Second quarter.
It's just a meaningless, you know, parlay ruin.
Yep. And then Packers-Bears. Packers up. 16-6 with like I don't know
4 minutes,
10
left.
Minutes left. Yeah, like not a,
I think it was,
not a ton.
Yeah, I think it's like down to like four minutes.
Yeah, onside kick, Romeo Doubs. Thank God his brain's okay though.
They got an onside
thank,
kick.
Thank God Romeo Doubs is protecting his brain.
Can you put a guardian cap over the hands?
It could not have hurt the play last night. So yeah, shout to the Ducks. Shout to the Packers. Sorry. Sorry,
Joe. That sounded extra aggressive.
I mean, the parlays are better because it's a longer ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you get a little more rep.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Joe, for how me and my Packer brethren have behaved not just last night, but over the last, you know, whatever, 30 years of your life.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
I just
apologizing for all Packer fans.
All Packers, Packer fans everywhere. Anyone from Wisconsin.
Thank you.
I apologize.
Yeah, thank you. Most people from Wisconsin, I accept your apology.
Okay.
Couple fun notes.
Snake move.
My turn. Oh, sorry.
A couple fun moves from some or moments from what Brian mentioned there from the A&M game. Some highlights.
I thought you were going to say the highlights from the Bears Packers game.
No.
One, DJ Moore. Yeah. Two, onside kick.
Yeah.
Coors Light in back pocket. Citation issued. Ejected.
Coors Light in back pocket. I guess smuggling is the crime there?
Two Coors Lights in front of overalls. Eject.
Wow.
Now, we're not going to have a problem with this.
I had two Coors Lights. And so, zero defense.
Something we were joking around about last night. Fireball.
Oh, there was a fireball ejection?
Seven fireball shooters in pockets. Ejected.
I feel like that is, like, actually a crime.
Yeah, you know what? Criminal charges.
This brought. One here, I have questions about this next one.
Okay.
How many pockets do you have?
Oh.
Two St. Arnold lawnmowers, one Michelob Ultra, nicotine vape, and pack of marble 100s in pockets. Ejected.
Are the Aggie fans bringing back cargo shorts?
That's what I was wondering.
I was thinking the hoodie.
Yeah, hoodie's a good call.
You could throw the nicotine in the back pockets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a jacket.
It was cold enough.
Have that.
Yeah, it was cold
sometimes
enough.
A jacket, like a windbreaker, yeah, might have the inner
inside,
pocket.
Yeah,
yeah, might have the
yeah
inner
or
pocket.
Overalls. You know.
Yeah.
Two last ones here. This one I like the extra detail. Okay. Added in here. Miner attempted to buy two Coors Lights using fake Georgia driver's license.
I feel like at least one person at the station will support that.
And last one here, because it makes no sense, the best one of the night. 1.1 million views on Twitter for this one from the Texas A&M police account. Subject throwing eggs. Ejected.
Do we know what he was throwing eggs at?
No, but I have so many questions. No.
Sorry, I said he. We don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Could
he
be a lady.
Or she. Yeah. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
No,
that's my bad.
Betting odds.
Ladies could do anything.
Now,
we could do.
Now, if those
including throwing eggs at an
if we had the follow up that those eggs had gotten intercepted, we would know it's Marcel Reed.
Well done, Sean. Well done.
But like, you just put eggs in your overalls?
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
Yeah, I feel like
I just have so many questions.
Was this at
a high risk move?
Like, was he like?
Why are you having eggs at a tailgate?
Yeah, are you packing them up before you leave? Or are you coming across the eggs somewhere during the game?
Hard boiled? Are they? Are they raw?
I'm assuming
they burst in your
pocket. I'm assuming you have this person had what I envisioned.
Tupperware
had like a six
a carton,
like the six carton or like a four pack carton of eggs.
This is a four pack.
Yes,
yeah.
Oh, okay. I've never
and
seen a four pack.
I'm assuming this person was like close enough to where in their mind they were gonna throw them. At the other team? At Miami?
Uh-huh.
Or like the Miami fans?
At Michael Irvin?
Yeah, oh, that's...
He would have deserved it. He would have deserved it.
I mean, hey, look, he was banging that trash can.
Yeah, with the Aggie jersey on.
Belt to butt.
Yeah.
As he said. Any DFS plays you'd like today, Brian?
Yeah, a few plays. You mentioned one of them earlier, so hopefully I'm not stealing this from you, but I happen to agree. Like, the line that today on Nico Collins, I think, is too low. 66.5. Is what I saw it at. Now, their last five games, 85, 121, 98, 55, so one under there, and then 92. So four of the last five, he's been well over that, including, like I said, a 121, a 92. Like, he's not even just barely clearing this number.
Yeah.
I get the concern that, you know, he might only be playing three quarters, but I think he gets there. He's the reason why they can only play three quarters, and he clears that easy.
I also had him on one of mine. More than 66.5. And yeah, it's the same thing of like this offense has proven that they can pummel bad defenses. And part of that is that they're big dogs eat. Like they don't go with like, oh, Jaden Higgins, they scheme something up for Noel. It's like, no.
Hutchinson had five catches.
Yeah, it's the best players make the big plays when they can against overmatched teams.
Yeah, my the first one that I found that I was like, do I want to bet this and just in case we don't come back to the next football season, or do I want to lose money on this just in case I don't get back in time?
Mm-hmm.
But I found plus 250 odds on two plus interceptions thrown.
Oh.
like Quinn Ewers.
Oh, see, that feels like you're giving me a verbal horns down.
So,
I don't like that.
Who are they playing?
Bengals.
It doesn't matter. Oh, okay, so the worst defense in the league.
But I was like, it's minus 145 that he throws one.
Uh-huh.
Plus 250 that he throws two.
Uh-huh.
I feel like there's too much of a gap there. So I feel like those odds should be closer together, one way or the other.
Yeah.
So I like the Quinn Ewers two interceptions.
Related. Mine's less mean. Higher than 117.5 rushing and receiving yards for Devon Achane against the worst defense in the league.
Good call.
With a quarterback making his first career start, probably going to take the ball either out of his
hands. A lot of check downs.
I mean, he got a lot of check downs with two of them as a quarterback.
Yes,
I can't imagine what it would be when they're trying to hide their quarterback a little bit more. So, yeah, Achane more than his 117.5 rush receiving.
I went with a running back with another one for mine. I don't understand why this line is too low. I know Mike Vrabel has sometimes been a person who perpetrates some shenanigans with his running back snaps, but
especially this year,
Travion Henderson, his number for rushing yards against the Ravens tonight, 51.5. Ravens are allowing the 8th most points to fantasy running backs, and Travion's last 5 games, again, 51.5 is the number. Travion's gone for 148, 67, 66, 62, 142. So, I mean, he's a good 7 yards over, plus he has multiple games where he just goes nuclear.
And yeah, has a home run.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it feels like even if the snaps don't go his way and they give too many Ramondre, he's always one play away from making your day.
Yeah, that's one that, like, we'll see. Maybe we'll see how it plays out next year a little bit, but he feels like almost like a must play, a lot for his overs because like his big plays are just there, kind of like with Achane, with Bijan, whatever his name is now, Bijan. I think he changed it back to Bijan.
He said, "I don't care."
I know.
He said, "My mom pronounces it this way. I don't care."
But like, it just feels like there's a couple of those guys where just like they're such big play threats. You almost have to play it. The next two I had were both in the same game because I was curious where their numbers were at. So I looked at the over 37.5 receiving yards for Bijan. And then the
30.5, interesting.
71.5 receiving yards for Trey McBride.
Ooh,
in that
yeah,
game.
I like that.
Like, it's just he's their only option.
Yeah.
And now Marvin Harrison Jr. is back, but still.
I don't think that hurts him. I think that hurts Michael Wilson. I don't think that hurts Trey McBride.
Wow, McBride versus Pitts. Two of the best tight ends in the league facing off.
At least if you look at the most recent results,
Sorry, Brian. I just started watching football last week.
Oh, okay,
so.
My bad. If you don't mind, Sean, I'm going to skip the line here because mine is actually Jacoby Brissett, and Joe was obviously just talking about the Cardinals. Yep. The number for Brissett's passing yards against the Falcons, 254.5. The Falcons are a terrible defense. The Cardinals are at home, and again, last 5 games, he was under last week against the Texans, you know, one of the best, if not the best, defense in the league. He was 249, so just barely under that 254. But then the 4 previous games before that, 271, 301, 317, and 452.
Whew.
Jacoby Brissett has basically been at this number. It feels like this 254 is his, like, absolute floor.
Yeah, yeah. Last one for me. It's a favorite of mine. I'm going to
field goal yardage?
Steelers at Lions. Couldn't find field goal yardage.
You couldn't combine field goal yardage.
Yes.
Dang.
So, Chris Boswell, more than 1.5 made field goals.
There it is. I knew it had to be field goal related.
Chris Boswell, one of the best kickers in the league, in a dome.
Love
against the defense that, I mean, it's like perfectly calibrated for the Steelers, who aren't that great of an offense.
Yeah.
But it's like, they can kind of move the ball, but they probably won't score touchdowns against them. And, yeah, dome, love it, Boswell.
My last one here. Give me the over, 158.5 passing yards from Grandpa Rivers.
Ooh, 150 what?
58.5.
At home.
Yep.
Dome. Oh,
dome.
I don't know.
Just give it to me.
What was he at last week, like 130-ish?
Don't know. Don't care.
120? Man.
Damn, I didn't realize it was that low. Give me the over still.
I'm thinking that this has to be like 35 completions for 150.
Yeah.
160 yards, he might need 20 completions.
His longest completion over-under is 29.5 yards.
Oh, what? Best bet of the day. Under. Holy crap, are you kidding?
The only thing I'm thinking is like...
He's not going to throw anything over 10.
Screen pass.
To, that's the only thing I'm worried about. You throw a screen pass to Jonathan Taylor, he goes for 60.
I agree
with you on merit, though.
Yeah, on merit, yes.
Air yards. Can we get over-under
on air yards? I saw the passing chart last week. I think it was two passes that went past 15 yards the entire day.
It was like watching Marcel replay.
Yeah, except for he didn't throw two intercepts. Yeah. Well, he threw one, but.
Brian, you got any left? Or?
No, those are my three.
All right, we will take our next break here. We are broadcasting live from inside the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles. Joe, Sean, and Brian. Coming up next, our Mount Rushmore Plus One here on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9
HG2. ESPN 97.5.
Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Welcome in, Houston and Lake Charles, to the best part of your weekend. Welcome into Mount Rushmore Plus One, the game-changing, award-winning segment that has forever changed the sports radio landscape. And we'll get Joe, Sean, myself, Josh Evans, John Belmer, Cam Smith, Andrew Carlson, a host of others in the Texas Radio Hall of Fame, and far less than the 27 years it took those bums, John and Lance, to get there. It is time for Mount Rushmore Plus One. Joe, yesterday, I can't remember if this was on the air or off the air, but you mentioned you have...
My favorite one.
Your favorite one, so I'm anxious to hear it. Okay. Please lead off, sir. What is your Mount Rushmore Plus One this week?
So we were here at the book on Friday night, and, you know, we were locked in. Jake Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Joshua.
Got his jaw broke.
And I was thinking to myself as I'm watching all these people in the crowd, could you imagine paying for that? So today my Mount Rushmore Plus One is things I would rather do or happen to me than pay to see Jake Paul fight in person.
Number one
on my list, take that punch from Anthony Joshua. That's the number one thing I would rather do than pay to see Jake Paul.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't want to pay. Rather break your jaw.
Yep.
In at least
two
places.
I think, no offense, I think he breaks your jaw in more places than two.
Yeah. You're probably right.
I said at least two.
At least two, yeah. But
Mount Rushmore Plus One of places
in
my jaw.
But I was looking at the get-in price, and I was like...
What was it?
There was not much below, like, $200.
Wow.
Which
including
is not
Johnny Manziel being out there.
I still can't believe he missed game day. That's awesome.
I can't.
I mean, I can't.
I can totally believe it.
It's just... I'm still not convinced he wasn't told to not come, because there's a photo of him and very famous internet personality throwing up the U. So I do feel like A&M might have said, hey, please stay home.
Did he pull a puka?
No.
No, okay.
No. Number two on my list is frankly, get a vasectomy. I'd rather do that.
I mean, I feel like that's coming at some point for you.
Yeah, at some point.
As it does for most married men who have had kids.
Yeah, it's coming.
Side note here, Woody Marks expected to be inactive today.
What a side note. Speaking of vasectomies,
Woody Marks was getting a vasectomy.
You went from vasectomy to mentioning a man named Woody.
Yes. Now, speaking of said vasectomy.
He's 23 years old.
If I ever got one, I would rather get it undone than go pay. I'd rather get the Michael Scott treatment here.
You'd rather snip-snap.
I'd rather snip-snap than pay to see Jake Paul fight
in person. I have so many questions.
Brian, how much do vasectomies cost?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll find out one day.
I was wondering.
The next one on my list is I've been debating going
too
back.
Too much.
Yes. I've been really thinking about joining the no hair club.
Okay. Oh, you're thinking about like.
I have.
I've
been thinking about it a lot. Okay. And I was like, what would I rather do with, you know, a shaved head? Well, I landed on I would rather shave my head with an old razor than go watch this fight in person.
for your very first shave, rusty razor.
Yeah,
razor.
Just like, you know, really like.
What about the, like, little disposable Bic ones?
Oh, maybe
like,
that's
the
it.
Plastic
yes.
disposable.
I still use those.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I buy a bag like at Target. It's like 50 of them for like $5 because I'm only trimming like my cheek.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
a little bit
that,
under
that's
there.
Understandable.
Yeah,
that's
like, I'm not going to spend.
You're touching up.
Yeah.
I will say, I love this place. Mm-hmm. The only negative thing I will ever say about this place.
Okay.
There was one time I needed to shave.
Right.
Because I missed the spot. And I had to get a razor from here, and it was the worst razor I've ever gotten in my life.
Did you cut yourself?
Yes. Yeah. And my last thing of things I would rather do than pay to see Jake Paul fight in person is at 33 years old, enroll at Texas A&M and become a yell leader.
Yeah, I think that's a worthy number one.
Yes.
At
33 years old.
Oh, we need
with your head all bloody from shaving with a Bic.
And a reversed sex.
We need a movie a la old school, a la back to school. Where it's Joe George becomes a yell leader.
Going back to school, at age 40 in a few years.
Like in the movie Old School. And instead of starting a fraternity like they do, becoming a yell
leader. White overalls.
Yeah.
I don't think back to school they joined a fraternity. I forgot.
But. Joe, can you find white overalls before tomorrow?
Oh, if A&M wouldn't have dumped the bed yesterday, I would have been obnoxious tomorrow. Just crushing Miami. Yeah, I would have said as loud and as proud and as overmodulated as possible.
The whoop.
Giggle. But instead, it's
all hurricanes.
Thumbs down.
No, it doesn't work.
All right.
My Mount Rushmore plus one. I don't know how this came to me. It just came to me randomly on the way here. What if we renamed all our shows past and present as if they were morning zoo shows?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
We know, from Parks and Rec, it was
like Billy and the Douche or
something. And then you remember from Family Guy?
It was Crazy Ira.
Ira and the Douche. Yes. And I'm trying to remember the ones on Family. Well, you just did.
Yeah,
so did I. So these are past and present shows at ESPN 97.5 that I've renamed as if they were morning zoo shows.
Okay.
Number one. This is if Swarmcast decided to rename.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to have us guess what the original show is.
Yeah, okay. I mean, you can take... Okay, so you want to rename Swarmcast, Sean?
I thought you were going to give the name, and then we would guess what show you're talking about.
Well, I think this will be obvious.
Yeah.
It's Cubby and the Cuck.
Okay.
Okay.
Next one. I think you'll get... guess which one this one, because I think it's the only three-person show in our history. Next up in Drive Time on ESPN 97.5, you have Caucasian Three-Way.
Now, is that a morning zoo
I think
name,
it's morning zoo.
Or is that a video you can rent?
I think both. Next one, going back, Sean, to the show you first ran on ESPN 97.5, we have Angry Paul the Broad. Shout out to Vanessa and Paul Glenn.
This is not you calling Vanessa abroad.
No. This is if Joe George decided to take us in a morning zoo route. Two more on my list of morning zoo names. This one was a ill-fated show that only lasted a few months. We got Ginger and the Beard.
Nice.
I like that one. Yeah. Ginger and the Beard
is good.
Yeah.
Probably better than the name. No, I'm just kidding. The name with their actual names in it.
Yeah. They didn't stay up all night thinking of the name of their show. Last one on my list, obviously our top show at the station. We got Johnny the German.
Johnny and the German.
And, of course, lots of Lance's drops speaking in German.
Schnitzel. Fichtenbein, Schneinle, whatever.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. All right, that's good. That was fun.
Thank you.
All right. My Mount Rushmore plus one for the holiday season, of course. Mount Rushmore plus one of believable Santa Clauses in pop culture.
Oh, okay.
People that... You know what? I believe that they're Santa Claus. This is based off of...
Is this fat shaming? Is this old shaming? Or is this just...
A little bit of everything,
okay.
Brian.
All right.
John Travolta in the commercials.
Joe loves those commercials.
I do love those commercials.
I see. I'm like, you know, he kind of aged into looking like Santa.
Yeah.
It's like there's a certain charm that he naturally has, and now he is old enough that when you put a white beard on him, you're like, okay, and he's got a little belly. Yeah.
I'll say the Santa role for him way better than when he tried to play Gotti.
100%. Next, Jeff Bridges.
Oh,
I feel like Jeff Bridges, he could almost dress up as Santa on accident.
Yes.
I feel like if he just wore a red jacket, he could just be Santa.
I'm having a hard time imagining three better than Jeff. Well, three better than Jeff Bridges.
I thought you were going to say him not being Santa.
Well, that also.
Next up, Andy Reid in the world of sports.
Yeah, good one.
Another one where it feels
he'd have to grow a little more facial hair.
Yeah, he barely has to dress up, really.
Yeah, he's already got red.
Yep. I'll go with Tyler Perry in the Madea Christmas movie. That was a believable Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That was a believable Santa Claus.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
All right. I just didn't want to, you know, have all my picks be the exact same looking guy.
Yeah.
So Tyler Perry playing a woman playing Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Yes, it works.
And last but not least, I mean, maybe the GOAT of Santa's, maybe the GOAT of Santa's in movies, Tim Allen.
Oh, yeah.
The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
Part one and two.
Is that your favorite holiday movie?
No, probably not, but
it's a good one.
Best
though.
Depiction of Santa.
I would say. It's a pretty good one.
It's faithful, I think, to the true story.
It's one of the ones, I don't watch it every single year, but it's one of a few on the list, like, I'll watch it every couple years.
Yeah.
While I'm putting up the tree and the decorations and
stuff. Yeah, it's a solid movie. It's a solid movie. It's no Die Hard, you know. I was like, did Die Hard have Santa in it? And who played him? I don't think they did.
No, I think it's, if anything, it's a very quick...
It's like a holiday party, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a holiday party, but I don't know if Santa was there.
You don't
there.
Spend a lot of time with those kids that are with the nanny on Christmas Eve for some reason. And then, okay, sure.
Do you have Christmas movies that you watch every single year?
Not really. I'm not, you know.
Home Alone. Most years I'll watch that.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Santa Claus and...
Die Hard.
Die Hard,
yeah.
Legit Die Hard, and then also Christmas Vacation, or kind of like most years, but not every year.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's not one that I really watch.
I don't like set an appointment for any of them.
Exactly.
But like while I'm decorating or while I'm wrapping presents, I'll throw on one of those.
I don't really have very many like traditions for Christmas in that way.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, if it's on, like when Die Hard's on, I'll sit there and watch 45 minutes of it and then dip out.
Yeah, we probably watch Elf every year.
I'm not as big on that one. I don't know why.
Yeah, like
I love Will Ferrell, but for some reason I could never get into that one.
James Caan, not believable Santa.
Not a believable Santa.
Not a believable Santa.
Look how they butchered my boy.
Yeah. Look how they butchered my boy Kris Kringle.
And the movie's so funny just because every time I see Peter Dinklage, I'm just like, oh, your career really took off after this one.
Yeah.
Like,
wow. You're like in the... You could not make this movie today role of fun of you. And now he is, you know, the super respected actor.
Yeah, very.
All right, so again, Woody Marks is expected to be inactive today. It's not official, obviously, at this point.
Oh, so that report's changed then, because earlier he was expected to play.
Yeah, Ian Rapoport and Schefter just tweeted that out, that he's not expected to play today because of his ankle injury. Rapoport added, expect plenty of Nick Chubb.
Mm.
But... I would still say expect plenty of Jawar Jordan.
Yeah, what do you think the split there is?
I think it's probably pretty close to normally what we've been seeing. I think we see a pretty close to 50-50 split.
I was going to say, I could see like 60-40 Chubb just because Jawar Jordan, you know, he had a great game last week, but it's the only great game he's had in his NFL career. I'm not sure. I mean, it took a while for them to hand the reins off to Woody Marks in the way that they did, and I imagine that, you know, that they have less belief in Jawar Jordan than they did at Woody Marks up until, you know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think this is a smart decision. I know, is Stingley playing?
I haven't seen anything on Stingley yet.
Because I know we were all on the side of that on Jeremy and Joe to sit both Woody Marks and Derek Stingley. I mean, we could say this for a number of players, but you could beat the Raiders without, I mean, obviously you can't sit all of them because then it changes everything. But a few of these players that have been dealing with something, I think it's smart to give them rest.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see just what their game plan is there. And to the running back thing, I think it's just – like if Jawar Jordan comes out in his first couple carries, he looks anything like he did last week.
Yeah, maybe
then
they
That kind of takes it. I also just have very low expectations for Nick Chubb, to be honest with you. Like, even though it's the Raiders.
Yeah, like, would you dare play him in fantasy?
No.
Jordan?
Oh, Jawar Jordan? Probably also not. I need some bad options. You know, like I need to have
Aaron Jones
some
or
other
Jawar
guys.
Jordan.
I'd probably go Jawar, honestly.
Yeah, because at this point you're just trying to win. You know, like you're trying to win the, you know, your playoff matchup.
You're shooting for upside.
Yeah.
I think
so maybe that helps them in those kind of matchups against, you know, the either disappointing ones or twos. Yeah.
Yeah, or like if you want to be like in the next 9 minutes put together a daily fantasy lineup.
God, like, what like, is his number?
Like it's got to be so low.
Let's see.
Like you can stack your lineup around him being such a low number.
Right.
That can kind of help you. Like,
yeah. Michael Carter or Jawar Jordan. Asking for a friend.
Yeah, I was asking for a friend a second ago. So I go with Michael Carter there because I think he's going to. I think his.
Yeah.
Chuba Hubbard role or. How many guys on my roster will you let me name before?
Before we go Jawar?
Jawar Jordan, yeah. No, or just before you tell me to stop asking for fantasy advice.
It's all right.
Live on air.
It's all right. What does it matter?
Okay.
We're running out of the clock, Sean. Okay. So Jawar Jordan or
Chuba Hubbard?
Chuba.
Against Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think that's a high score game. I'd probably go Chuba.
I think Chuba's kind of.
Sounds like I'm in a good spot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's gonna be how many playoff teams do you have left?
Just this one.
That's your last one?
Yeah, just the one.
Brian?
I've got two as well.
Down to one. I can't believe I lost last week. I am
at least on underdog Jawar Jordan, not even listed.
Not even listed?
No, Nick Chubb's probably at 45.5 yards.
Okay.
I think I would
because his number would be so low if he's not playing.
Yeah, like on Yahoo, the league I have, Jawar Jordan, and he's projected right now because I guess they haven't updated that Woody Marks is out, but they have him at 1.92 as his projection. So
yeah, and that you know if you're on Prize Picks or whatever, and you see him at three and a half yards,
yeah.
It's like you just get hit so hard. They probably took it off once the Schefter and Rappaport reports came in.
Yeah, and then they'll repost it in the next, like, hour or two.
Yeah.
With, like, more, like, reasonable
Oh, yeah, because they're not even playing for a while. Yeah. I swear, it feels like such a noon game.
I know.
Because it's in Houston. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, it's really strange to be playing in Houston at 325.
Yeah, like, I don't even know why they get – I guess they just schedule it that way so the Raiders don't have to play on an unnatural body clock. But,
I guess.
Yeah, but, like, they don't do that normally.
Yeah,
I know.
They like, play 11 o'clock.
The Broncos played at noon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here in Houston.
It's so – and it's not like the CBS game of the week. You know, it's not like the Romo Nantz crew where, like, sometimes play around with that.
Well, like, before the season when they were making their schedule, we were like, look, man, I see Geno Smith and Pete Carroll really being the surprise team this year. And we're going to be picking them against the Texans.
Two playoff teams.
Like, that's what we're looking for. All right. It's an interesting day in the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars will change a lot today for the Houston Texans, where if they lose, the Texans could be back in first place in the AFC South, which felt nearly impossible at one point. But if they win as well, they are well on their way to being the one seed potentially in the AFC. So the Texans game will be coming up a little bit later today, so we're all looking forward to watching that. We'll be back tomorrow, all of us in some capacity, from 7 to 1 at the Christmas party at Nick's Place. Thanks again to LaBerge for having us out. A great time, as always. We went all over to Ember last night, enjoyed some steaks. It was a very, very good time.
Yeah, if you come out here,
steak was elite.
Make sure you get the – we all got the prime New York strip. Mm-hmm. Joe and I got the chimichurri sauce on top. Very good. So were the bacon-wrapped shrimp that we got as an appetizer.
Very, very good. Thank you to these guys, as always. We will be back sometime next year as we await to start to schedule those. So this will be the last one at LaBerge this football season. So thank you to Matt, Pedro, Courtney, or Chelsea, everyone, to help us out here. It's always a great time. So that will do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow, broadcasting live from the Christmas party at Nick's Place, broadcasting live now from the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.